welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Arsenio Hall is with us.
Yes, I am. I'm here for another hour, and I'll be back next Wednesday.
Yes.
By the way, you guys were funny last night.
With Carrie Kasem.
Yeah, you had all the Hilton stuff.
And, thank you very much.
Good night. And tomorrow is Jesse, right? Jesse's here.
Jesse Jackson. Then Friday is Adam Carolla. Then I go home for a day and I come back on Sunday.
A day.
But it really is, you've got to mark it down your calendar. Every single Wednesday, Arsenio Hall comes in. And Arsenio Hall has what is commonly referred to in Hollywood as FU money, which means he can tell anybody in Hollywood to go F themselves, and he has the money to pay lawyers to make that go away for him.
Yeah, and also, whenever you describe me in this way, there's always a guy outside when I leave the studio. Like, come here, I'm whip your ass and take your FU money. Come here, punk.
When's the last time you got in a fist fight?
It wasn't a fist fight. But I had to step to a guy and put hands on him on a plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You told me about that. Yeah,
because
yeah.
You know, there are rules in life.
Yeah.
And one of them is you knock on doors and never on heads.
Yes.
He knocked on my head to get my attention because I had my iPod on.
I want to read you this article, and you tell me if you think this is true or false.
Okay.
All right. What percentage of Italian couples you think indulge in wife swapping?
Wow.
I was going to give you a percentage, but I'd like for you to guess. What percentage of
Italian couples? Because you asked me this question, I'm assuming the answer is going to surprise me. So I'm going to say 40%.
25%.
Mm.
25%. That's one out of every four for people into LAUSD. That's one in four. 25 and 100, 250 and 1,000. Clear up the math there for everybody.
By the way, McCain is looking for someone conservative who is good with economics. I think the VP search has ended.
Thank you.
You're real good.
Well, you know what? Speaking of economics, I was listening to Vin Scully on the radio the other day, and he was talking about Farmer John. You know, he does the Farmer John hot dogs. Nothing like
Farmer
a Dodger.
John,
And then he said, Farmer John, celebrating their 75th year. And I thought, is Vin Scully older than hot dogs? Vin Scully's 81 or 82. And Farmer John is 75. Was there hot dogs before Farmer John?
You know, that's...
There certainly wasn't Dodger dogs. But maybe somebody can do the math and get back to us on that. I don't know how long hot dogs have been around, but I think Vin Scully might be older than hot dogs.
I think hot dogs...
Would you call me Vin?
Hot dogs have been around 5 more years longer than rat hair.
You know where that clip is from? When he was... Hideo Nomo was pitching one day, and Vinny screwed up the name. I just happened to be taping the game and watching it. And he said,
Nomo?
Yeah, Nomo was his last name, but he called him Hideo Homo.
Homo.
Ouch. Ouch.
All right, one in four Italian couples indulge in wife swapping. And according to yesterday's front page of La Stampa, a very popular paper over there, an article entitled The Lunchtime Swingers suggested an estimated 500,000 Italian couples are swapping partners at private sex clubs. 500,000. Maybe that's the key to a marriage. You know?
Well, first of all, do we have private sex clubs in America?
I don't know. That's why we got to ask the audience. I think we do, don't we?
I think we do. I need you to Google it and tell me where they are.
I think we do. Are there private sex clubs in Southern California? And if you've been, we have some questions for you, young men and young women, preferably young women. But if you're a guy who's been to one of these secret sex clubs, and again, they're called private sex clubs. And I'm not talking about strip bars. I'm not talking about,
Is it like the old bathhouse concept in San Francisco with gay men?
No, I think what it is like some old guy will have a house, and like his wife has left him, and he's still horny. He wants to get things going.
John Voight.
So he takes, maybe turns his garage, you know, he goes to a sit and sleep and buys like 10 mattresses and turns his garage into like a funky sex operation. And invites couples. They go and pay, or maybe it's potluck, and everyone brings food or something. I don't know. Maybe they barbecue, and then everybody starts hitting it. Maybe that's what goes on, huh?
Wow.
I like Arsenio and I are talking about this like we've never been. Like we don't like every couple months. All right. Here are the phone numbers. Are there private sex clubs here in Southern California? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And if you got yourself a 888, Jones, well, you can take care of that tonight, 888-520-9710. Also, it says thousands more are taking part in the activity in more informal fashion, doing it in a car, in parks, or specially designed beaches, and even cemeteries.
Wow, that's a freak.
Yeah, who's banging around with somebody else's wife in a cemetery, man?
I don't even like to do it in the grass, much less with a stone behind me. You know?
Yeah. But private sex clubs, now, do you think that, you know, I have a feeling that there are more than we think, and I'll tell you why. Because this younger generation, these kids that are just graduating high school, they don't consider, like, oral sex. They consider that like just like a handshake, you know?
Yeah. I think we learned this during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, thank God for
what
Bill.
A problem it is.
Yeah, look at that. But I think that there are a lot of kids nowadays who will have, you know, oral sex or, you know, with especially the girls with the guys, and they just consider it, you know, just sort of making out, you know? It's not going all the way.
It's definitely young kids, because I haven't found a woman like my age who I can say, hey, I want to unzip my pants and we not have sex. You know, how about it?
Yeah, I would say anytime your pants are off that is sex.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not Bill.
Yeah. It's really hard to convince your wife that you going across the street and having oral sex with a neighbor is not sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's kind of a male definition.
Right, exactly. But, you know, sex is so weird with everybody because, you know, let's say your girlfriend told you that, you know, you can't, like, let's say Gina Grett, every time she sees you, she, you know, hugs you and, like, you know, rubs your arm or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, your girlfriend says, hey, I don't like when Gina does that to you. She goes, well, she's just, you know, rub my arm and give me a hug. It's nothing wrong with that. But because maybe one day she rubs a different part of your body, then all of a sudden that's the end of the relationship and it's over and it's a big catastrophe for everybody. It's just a different part of your body. I don't know why people are so uptight about it.
So you're saying an arm job and a hand job.
Exactly right.
Should be considered the same
thing. Yes, it's exactly right. All right, these private sex clubs, I know they go on in Italy. Well, 500,000 members of this one club meet in 200 private clubs across the country to swap wives. They believe that the figure is only the start, and the real figure is closer to 2 million people, a quarter of Italy's 8 million sexually active citizens. A sexually active citizen. Isn't everybody a sexually active citizen in one way or another?
Apparently in Italy, though, by the way, isn't that the place where women complain that you can be on a mode of public transportation and men will pinch you and not even think nothing of it?
Yeah, that's happening in New York now as well. They got they have more cops now on these subways because guys are groping the chicks. You know, everyone's crowded into a subway, and a guy gets his hands working.
Well, don't send your wife on the subway through Bensonhurst.
Yes. All right, let's go to Sandy and Norco. Sandy, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you tonight?
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
You know, there are so many clubs out there. There's quite a few in L.A. and San Bernardino and Orange County. Usually it's done by invitation only.
Now, do you go?
I have.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am going to be 49.
49. All right.
Yep.
Now, are you in the middle age range, high range, low?
God, I don't even know what I am anymore.
No, I mean when it comes to these clubs.
Oh, you know, mid-range.
Mid-range?
Mid-range, yeah.
What's the oldest cat you'll see walking around?
Probably about
B. Arthur.
Two. Yeah, really.
How old?
About 62.
Oh, that's not bad.
62, 65, right in there.
And yeah. What's the young angle?
About 24, 25.
Okay, well, that's not a bad range. And now talk to us. Tell us exactly what happens, what it costs, where it is, everything.
Well, there's one in L.A. for sure. It's run basically, you would even know it looks like a private layout. It looks like somebody's house. It's right on the main drag there in Hollywood.
Right.
And it usually costs about $180 a couple. And you can, you have your little fetishes, you know, you have your, whips and chains and your rooms and all that. And you can swap partners if you want, if you get the okay from the other partner.
Right.
And you just go from there.
I always like that. You have to get an okay. It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like having a report card signed.
Well, yeah, you know, you kind of take
like people
that
own person. One another, you know?
Basically, it's like a slave. Yeah.
I mean, you know, human beings are really so bizarre. Like, if there were two dogs mm-hmm. at a dog park, right?
Right.
You wouldn't have to ask, like, I wouldn't have to ask you if our dogs could have sex.
Do you mind if I sniff his ass?
Right.
I'll sniff his ass. Is all right with you?
But for some reason, we all think that we own the other person. You know, the husbands own wives and wives own husbands. You got to get permission.
So you wouldn't like your wife to ask?
Well, but when you're both going to a sex club,
still though, you know, you're there, you're doing this, but I would imagine that you're still in your mind giving your man respect, even in this bizarre liberal situation.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's like both of you go into a bowling alley, and then you have to ask your wife if it's okay to bowl. You know?
Yeah, but, you know.
Hey,
nobody gets wet when you bowl. You know, it's kind of a different activity.
All right. Now, Sandy, how often you been to these things?
About 9-10 times.
All right. And you go with your husband?
Not anymore. I'm divorced now.
Oh, all right. Does that contribute to the divorce?
No, I used to go with my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. So when you go there, do you have to ask permission before you bang around with somebody? I guess you do, huh?
Well, I kind of, you know, it's out of respect. You know, you go and ask the other woman. And
how do you ask?
You go, you know, I was eyeing, you know, your husband or your boyfriend or your partner you're with. Would you mind if I borrowed you for a while?
Would you mind if I what?
Borrowed him.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't keep. We borrow.
Ah. Nice.
Hey, Sandy. If I met you someplace and I said, and understand, I'm just trying to get clarification. If I said to you, are you a hoe? What would you answer?
Definitely not, because I don't get paid for it, number one.
No, that's a prostitute. Are you a hoe?
Not at all.
Right. Well,
now, why aren't you a hoe?
Well, I'm not, because I'm not,
not accepting money for it.
You know, I'm not a hoe. You enjoy sex, you know, and.
Right. How many different guys would you have sex with on one night?
Just one or two. That's it. You know.
How many men have you been with in your life?
In my life, probably a lot more since I got divorced. Probably 12.
How soon after you got divorced did you start going to the sex clubs?
Probably about within 4 months. Within that, I had to. Find somebody to go with and everything, you know.
Why, just, you can't go by yourself?
You know, it's not really preferred. You know, it's better to take somebody with you.
Right.
You
and,
know,
and what age range are you looking at the guys that you're hitting with?
You know, it all depends on if there's an attraction. It could be any age, but you have to be able to communicate with that person.
And it's all in the same room, one big room?
No. There's different rooms. Like I said, a lot of them are fetish rooms.
And what's your fetish?
Well, you know, I kind of gave it up, but I used to be a dominatrix.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at Arsenio. He took out his wallet.
I took out my teeth, too.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, ever since I got divorced, I found out they came in different sizes. I'm like, I'll try most of them. I'll try them all.
And which one? So you like Dominatrix. What else did you like?
Well, you know what? Just basic. You know, you want to go there and have a good time, and you don't want to have to worry about ties.
Oh, Tim. You know what, Sandy? Tim was at, if I'm not mistaken, weren't you at a movie theater once, and it was something wet?
Like, oh,
on
yeah.
The sea, you know,
Calabasas.
Yeah, if the movie theater bugs you out, imagine this place. Sandy, how clean are these places?
Oh, it's very, very clean. It's very, very clean. And you know what? You would not believe how clean it is. It's cleaner than most. It's probably cleaner than your restroom in your bath in your home.
And you paid $180 a couple?
Well, I didn't, but the person I was with did, yes.
I see. All right. And what time? Is it an all-night thing?
It lasts till about 4 in the morning.
And
that's around about 10 or 11 at night until about 4 in the morning.
And how many couples were there?
Probably, hard to say, probably sometimes 15 to 20 right in there.
Do you ever recognize anybody then?
I have once or twice. And you just kind of know who to stay away from.
Wait a minute. So who did you recognize? Was it a coworker, a friend?
Oh, no. I mean, somebody I had met there before. Oh, I never recognized anybody that I've gone to work with, no.
Right. Would that be uncomfortable? Obviously, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, but then again, you have to, I mean, you could say to the person, hey, you're here for the same reason.
That's true.
You know, so.
That's true. You know, tit for tat.
Yes, exactly. You know? Which is one of the very few times you can use that term.
That's true.
All right, Sandy, we're going to send you something here, baby. Thanks for calling.
I love it. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll send you a pair of
tarp. Send her a tarp and a couple condoms.
It's the second best to tarp and condoms. It's the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300. Look at that. August 30th at the Auto Club Speedway. Go to autoclubspeedway.com. And get your tickets for that big race, 300 miles out there at the Camping World.
You freaked out because some Diet Coke touched your hand. Imagine if you were in a place like that, Tim.
I don't know. I think, you know, when you go to that place, like I went to the movie theater in Calabasas out there at the Commons and sat in the movie, and my daughter sat next to me, and she wouldn't sit in her seat. And then my wife sat next to her, and my daughter wouldn't sit in her seat, and I finally took her, you know, put her in the seat, so you got to sit down. And I felt like an idiot because I looked at her shorts and her shorts were wet. The seat was wet. That's why she didn't want to sit there. And so I can't imagine what that is. I don't know. Is a guy that walked in and, you know, saw this movie in a bathing suit? It's best case scenario,
I'm
right?
I'm sure it was a soft drink, you know, or something.
I'll bet, yeah. All right. These private sex clubs, are they happening in Southern California? According to Sandy, it's pretty common. If you've been to one, we'd like some more information. A lot of people are always interested in sex clubs, especially the private ones where funky things are going on. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. And 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us. That must mean it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go, dog.
What are you doing on the computer? What you?
Just playing a few horse races.
Yeah, maybe it's none of my business. You know, you can say that.
South America. There's a track running. Playing a little Hong Kong and a little Australia here. Running some horses over in Australia.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what can I do? All right, the sex clubs in Southern California, and evidently there are a few of them in Southern California that people go to. We heard from Sandy and Chino. If you've been to one, people like Arsenio Hall, who's never been to one,
why am I going to Fantasy Island if these places exist?
Yes.
That ain't no island.
And it sounds
fantasy.
Cheaper to go to one of these places.
Yeah.
You know, you start spending a lot of money at these clubs.
Yes.
520-9710. If you've been to one of these private sex clubs, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Lisa in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, sexy guys.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Hey.
Oh, nothing. I'm just reminiscing about my sex club days.
Oh, and how old are you now?
I'm 32.
And how old were you during your sex club days?
About 22. And believe me, me and my boyfriend were the youngest people there by far.
I can imagine.
Did your boyfriend? God. Did your boyfriend always wear a condom?
Well, yeah. Well, as far as when I was around, yes. Well, I don't know what he did with when the other people were around.
And so you went to these clubs. You were by far the youngest. Did a lot of guys take shots at you?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. This one club used to be in Van Nuys, like some guy's house, like in a residential neighborhood, you know, very, like, you know, pristine houses. But you walk into the front door, he'd charge you $60 per couple.
Right.
You get in there, there'd be a buffet. And then in the living room, there'd be a stripper pole. And then you go to the back, and there were, like, trailers back there where you could have trailer park sex and teepees.
Wow.
And teepees, so you could have, like, you know, Indian princess sex or something. It was really bizarre.
Just the three words, trailer park sex,
makes
me hungry for that food out front.
I also heard that that's the only buffet in town with a sneeze guard and a pube guard.
And can I just...
I got to give Steckler credit for that joke. He's saying it all the time. All right, so you go to these sex clubs with your boyfriend. You only went with the same guy all the time?
I only went where? What'd you say?
You went with the same guy every time?
Oh, yeah. He was into it. It was like in the early days of the internet, you know, where you could adult friend finder and you'd go hook up with people who would drag you to these places. Follow him into the bathroom.
We can't use that term, baby. But I'll try to clean up for you. There was a 75-year-old woman, topless, always trying to have oral sex with your boyfriend.
Exactly.
All right. Now, so how many guys would you have sex with in a night?
Well, that's the thing. I only had sex with my boyfriend, but my boyfriend would disappear, and I think he would get busy with the little 75-year-old.
Now, how did he work this out? She doesn't sound like any woman I've ever gone out with.
Yeah, how'd that guy do that?
I think what happens is you get there, you start drinking, the lights are low, you're getting into the vibe, and I think if you're a guy, you can really sort of detach your mind from what's going on.
Yeah, no, I understand how the guy works it out, but how did he even get you in the venue?
Oh, I was curious. I mean, he would tell me about this place, and we'd actually bring friends from out of town because we'd tell them, and they're like, oh, we got to check this out. And then next thing you know, we would have like a whole, we were bringing like groups of people in there. People,
wow.
They loved us.
Tim, imagine relatives from Cleveland arriving at LAX and you tell them that's where you're going to take them.
Oh, I know. I don't think I could get my Uncle Dan Bresnahan into one of these places. Hey, I hear a kid in the background. How many kids you got?
Oh, I just have one. He's an 18-month-old. He was asleep until he started hearing me talking, and then he woke up and started laughing.
Now, he's not from the club days, right?
No. I'm married now.
Oh, you are. Good for you. How long have you been married?
2 years.
Does the guy know about your club days?
Oh, yeah. I told him all about it. He thinks it's hilarious. Because I didn't have sex with anybody in the club. Believe me, they were so disgusting.
Right.
I just went there to gawk.
But you enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, because really went all out. I mean, it was elaborate. They'd have different themed rooms. There was a dominatrix dungeon where you could see a live show, some guy getting his butt kicked every night. I mean, it was great.
Did you have sex with your boyfriend at these places?
Uh-huh.
And did you enjoy people watching you?
We would always go someplace where I wasn't an exhibitionist. The guy that I was going out with at the time has since proved to be a very big exhibitionist with that. He's actually in the porn industry now.
Wow, but, is that right?
Yeah. Jesus. But we would go into like a little trailer area or like a teepee where there was just him and me, and then people would try to stick their heads in and watch, but, you know, we'd shut the door on them.
Oh, I see. All right. Very fun couple to have at a sex party.
I know. We were like the worst.
Two prude idiots. All right. Thanks for calling, baby.
All right.
And
bye, you guys.
Take care of that
bye,
kid.
Bye, Lisa.
All right.
Bye.
There she goes, everybody. 18-month-old kid.
If your wife told you about her past in sex clubs, how would you react?
I think the past is the past, I think, don't you?
See, you're so healthy. You're mentally healthy.
I'm not in other ways, I'm not. I mean, in that way, I am. And it's, you know, whatever she's done in her past or I've done in my past, you know.
Yeah, man, if a girl tells me...
You would leave her?
Oh, Tim, absolutely.
Get out of here.
Tim.
That's that. You know what that is?
That's the preacher's son talking. Yeah. Oh.
I know that when you talk to these chicks, you also pull out your preacher's son material every once in a while. Do you wear condoms, baby?
I need you to lie to me. Please don't tell me that you were in a teepee out in Van Nuys. You know, please. Please don't tell me.
All right, let's talk to Matt in Ontario. You're on 97.1. How you doing, dude?
Hey, man. Well, I've never been to a sex club here. I kind of visited kind of one when I was in Singapore. No. But that's not even really my point. My point is you were making that comment before about, like, how you think it's wrong that people act like they own each other.
Right.
Man, I've been in, like, relationships where if I didn't act like I owned the chick, she would, like, completely think I didn't care about her.
Well, that's
that's
a little unhealthy on her part.
I know it is, but, like, there's so many chicks down here who do that. I don't know if it's maybe our younger generation, but, like, that they love the drama or whatever.
Yeah, they do, but you got to, you know what? When you know that a chick's into that, you've got to leave her immediately.
Oh, definitely.
Because that road is never, ever, ever leads to happiness. Ever. When a chick is into the drama and into the, you know, very possessive and, you know, thinks that you're cheating on her all the time, it is a road to misery every single time.
How deep in the own you game does your persona go? I mean... Because, I mean, you are the man of your house. You're a very strong personality.
Yes, you betcha, man.
So what's the line as far as what you can get away with at home?
For me personally?
Yeah.
Not much.
like as your daughter grows up, do you have the kind of wife who will say, like if she says, I want to go to Carol's house for a sleepover, ask your dad?
Probably, yeah. I mean, she does that right now. But my daughter is pretty smart. My daughter's only 3, or soon to be 3. And if she asks me for ice cream, I say no. And my wife is sitting with me.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go into her bedroom, and she'll say, hey, Mom, can you come here? And Mom will go in the bedroom, hey, can I have some ice cream?
Yeah, she'll
separate us.
Right.
And then ask the other one for the ice cream.
So in
now
your,
I get cookies?
Yeah,
in your daughter's mind, you are not the king.
She asked me first, but second is
she close. Knows
but,
that.
No, she thinks that we're, you know, we're both equals, and you know, and plays us that way. But she understands also that you know, manipulation. I mean, she's only 3, and she gets it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm from that kind of background where. It's like, what did your dad say?
Well, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think that that my daughter thinks that I do run the household, because my daughter will throw S fits and, you know, and be rude to my wife, where she won't do it with me because I don't tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very strict with that. My daughter a couple weeks ago hit me in the face. She slapped me in the face.
By mistake?
No, she, you know, cranked one up and hit me. And she knew that was wrong,
mm-hmm.
in a pretty big way. So she doesn't do that again. But she, you know, she can get away with more of that crap with my wife than she can with me.
What's a punishment for a child that young in your house? Yeah, yeah.
Right in the face.
Cleveland. Right in the face. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't hit her, but it's a very stern talking to her. Not yelling, mm-hmm. but really making her understand that hitting pops in the face and going to fly. And she's lucky she's only 3. Because if she was like 10, I'd be all over.
No one's hand must
knock
touch
her
king.
Ass out.
Yeah.
All right. These sex clubs. What an easy transition that is. These sex clubs in Southern California. A little more information on these folks. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. According to some of the calls we've had tonight, they're out there. People are going to these sex clubs and enjoying yourselves, and God bless you. God bless you people out there enjoying life. 520-9710, our city hall is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
In the city of glow watts. In the city of Compton.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Mm-hmm.
And these sex clubs, man, are very popular here in Southern California. If you've been to one, you'd like to tell us about it, 520-9710. Hey, let's talk to Eric in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, guys. How
all
you doing?
All right. What's going on with you?
There are a lot of sex clubs in Southern California.
And have you been to them?
I've been to a few of them. The main goal of going to the clubs is to get an invite to a lot of people's private parties and parties at people's homes. You know, it's a way to meet people out.
Oh, I see, right. So you just sort of use it as a stepping stone.
Exactly.
And does that happen?
It happens every single weekend.
Is that right?
Hey, do they have names? I mean, is there any cute, like, El Poco Loco? I mean, is there a name?
Yeah, there are names. I don't necessarily want to give them out because, you know, some of them are underground and some of them are literally very private and, you know, known only to people in that scene.
Gotcha.
And so when you go to these clubs, have you been invited to the private ones?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm in the adult industry, so I know.
Oh, you are. I see.
I know a lot of people. And
what do you do in the adult industry?
I own porn stores.
Porn stores?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was a little uncomfortable, though, when you guys, the guy behind the counter firing up the vibrators before you haul them out of the store.
Got to make sure that they work.
Yeah, it's the return policies, I guess, a little sticky, huh?
There is no returns.
Yeah. How come when, you know, and again, porn stores are you know, they do a tremendous service to a lot of guys that don't have internet.
Believe it or not, 70% of my business is women.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, then you've given me the choice. I'm going to go with not. If
not.
You said believe it or not, I'm going to go with not.
Okay.
70%?
Absolutely. I keep track of everybody who comes through the door.
Where's your store?
Stores in the Valley,
North
West
Hollywood?
Side, down in the South Bay.
Wait a minute. Where in the Valley?
Van Nuys.
Probably been to that one before. Van Nuys Boulevard?
No.
No, that one's
Victory.
Run by that lady, man.
No.
Remember that lady?
Oh, yeah, right. The lady in Tarzana.
What do you need, Mr. Conway?
This old, like, Russian chick who runs this place. Here's the best oil you can find.
And you know what?
It's
she
like
was
Popeye
right, though.
Works there.
I've had women say, well, where do you get this oil?
Listen, if you guys need anything, just give me your email address, and I'll email you, and, you know,
right,
mail it to you in a brown package. Nobody will ever know.
Hey, what's that little white bottle of oil that's really popular now?
There's
Desidin.
Well, no, there's a lubricant called Pure, P-J-U-R, which is also known as Eros. It's a silicone-based lubricant.
That's it.
Yeah. I heard you can put that in your car if you run out of oil.
It's absolutely incredible. There's one better called System Joe, but they're both pretty equivalent.
It's expensive?
Very expensive,
how much?
Yeah. Small bottle will run you $20.
That's not bad.
No.
You enjoy yourself. That's pretty cool, owning a porno store. Have you gotten laid out of it?
A few times.
Yeah?
A few times.
Is there there's a lot of money in that store, huh?
It doesn't suck.
Is it on Oxnard?
No. No.
Figure out where this place is.
Like I said, if you want to know, give me an email address or I'll give you mine and you can, you know, yeah. tell you where to go.
On Tim's navigation system in his truck, that it's actually flagged where these places are.
Oh, he's been here. I know him by sight.
Yeah, but is that on Van Owen?
No.
What street is it on?
Just think of the biggest stores in Southern California and you'll figure it out. They're not small places.
What street is it on?
The one in the Valley?
Yeah.
Sherman Way.
Oh, Sherman Way.
Oh, it's not the Pleasure Fest, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you have live entertainment?
No live entertainment. That scares women away. Women don't want to come into a store like that.
Yeah.
They want to come into the place that's well-lit, well-decorated, and they don't want to have to deal with live entertainment there.
All right. And so you're doing well, huh?
I'm doing okay.
Well, good for you. And you got four stores?
In California, four, a few in Florida.
That's pretty cool.
How did you get involved in that business?
That's a long story.
Okay.
No.
I trust you.
If you want to hear it, I'll give it to you.
Mr.
I don't know.
Mr. Conway, what do you think?
We're only here for another 6 hours. How long is it?
It's 5 minutes.
Yeah, what do you got?
My old man owned a few businesses back in Florida. One of them was one of those little mom-and-pop video stores.
Right.
And it was right about the time that Blockbuster got huge, and they opened a store right around the corner from his. And in the matter of a month, his business died off to about 10% of what it was.
Okay.
I told him to, why doesn't he put one of those small little back rooms, you know, because at the time there were no, you know, adult stores that just sold, you know, movies and stuff like that.
Right.
It was all the mom and pop places that had the little saloon type doors with the back rooms.
Right.
So he did that, and he did 300% more business than he's ever done. And we went in together and opened a store together in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he's retired, and I've just kept going.
Yeah, as I always said, you know, a father and son that F together, stay together.
Two Jews in porn.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling, man.
No problem.
All right, take
Have
care of yourself.
Night.
There he goes, man. Two Jews in porn. Sandy in Los Angeles, around 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, darling?
Yeah, pretty good, guys.
Oh,
what's going on?
Shoot, it's
hey,
a guy.
Sandy,
sorry,
you
man.
Scared
sorry,
us.
Man. Well,
I would like to ask you, how did we lose track of what Arsenio said before about the definition of a hoe?
Definition of a what?
A hoe.
A hoe. Oh, I see. Okay.
The girl that was in the teepee, you know,
yeah.
and she's like, oh, I'm not a hoe.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
No, Sandy was. The Sandy in Chino is the one that was defending her hoeness.
And how? I mean, if she was any other color, it's a hoe. But if it's a white girl, she thinks she's not.
Yeah.
Like, that's deep.
All right, bro.
That's deep.
All right, let's talk to a Larry in Los Angeles. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Babu?
Hey, dude.
Hey, yeah, I just want to kind of make a comment with Arsenio saying, like, man, I can't stand, like, past stuff that girls done. Like, I had a girl I dated who did a two dudes, and I was like, forget it. I was out. Like I said, that night, I was like, all right, peace out. I took off, and I was like, forget it. And then another girl I dated, like, that, you know, or she hooked up with a friend of mine.
Wow, and I wanted those stories.
You know, I guess some guys are like that, man. You know, you find out too much about your chick's past, and it's over, huh?
It's really hard, man, because I have a vivid imagination, and, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, though. I mean, if you have, like, if you had a, you know, one of your friends who had hit this chick, well, you know, before you were going out with her, and you find out why you're going out with her, it does change the relationship.
I remember I had season tickets for the Lakers, you know, when Magic played. And I came to a game with a girl who had been with a Laker and a Clipper, and it was that crosstown rivalry game.
Right.
And I just felt dirty, you know, because the guys jumping center
right.
had both sticked her, you know? And oh, man.
Now, when you used to have season seats mm-hmm. at the Forum for
yes.
the Lakers.
Yep.
Were those more expensive than your current season seats at the Forum?
Well, you know, cost of living change and all that considered. Back in the old days, Great Western Forum, I think tickets were $70,000 for the season, maybe.
Is that right?
And now, you know, I paid $20,000 for four floor seats to watch a playoff game last season.
Jesus
you know?
Christ.
It's gotten crazier now. Because now we have to pay for these salaries, you know, we have to pay Kobe's salary. And back then,
everybody's paying.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has to. Hey, by the way, I'm going to see Manny play on Monday. My first time going to check him out. Me and my son will go.
Manny,
tickets are. Oh, what's the last name? Manny Dredd. I'm going to see Manny. $500 a ticket.
At Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I've been blessed.
Manny Ramirez, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was Manny Rodriguez when he first came over to the Dodgers. I screwed it up and I called him Manny Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, I knew that it couldn't be Manny Rodriguez because then he would have the name as Manrod.
Which would
be
a great marketing tool.
Like that. Yeah.
You know?
But $500 a seat. You got some good seats then.
Yeah, you know, and
front row?
No, no. I'm not sure how the seats work there, but I saw HH.
Uh-oh.
And I went to a Cleveland public school. HH, you know, is nowhere near the beginning of the alphabet.
Yeah, no, because the guy who has AA wants to be in front of HH.
There you go.
And BB.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, these aren't even the best seats.
Eighth
and I just feel, I kind of, you know, miss those days when a man could take his kid to a game and not have to pay $1,000. It's kind of unfortunate.
Ridiculous. All right, gang. Arsenio Hall is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show up next. John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, well, Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks to Arsenio Hall for coming by. Always nice to see you,
or as the people around here call me, the Kwame Brown of radio. He ain't going to learn it. He's not going to learn it. Get rid of him.
Send him to Detroit. All right, John and Jeff are here from the John and Jeff Show. What's going on tonight, fellas?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on? A guy wakes up in the morgue after everyone thought he was dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Imagine that. They're ready to...
Jesus Christ.
They're ready to do a little scalpel action.
Oh, man. What a
way. Guy wakes up and says, hold the presses.
What a way not to go. All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately here. Thanks again, Arsenio. We'll see you next Sunday, Wednesday.
Absolutely, man. I'll be over tomorrow for dinner.
Perfect. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for John and Jeff immediately here on 97.1 Free FM.
And they have this ammonia-type substance that they will put in your eyes, and it'll make you cry the rest of the day.
Doesn't it burn?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little
that's
bit.
The idea.
But you know what? I got to commit.
Wow.
You know?
Look at you, dude.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's this stuff. It's not dangerous.
Now, if you could go back in time in your time machine.
I would pull the nose out of my hair.
I was going to ask you. Would you?
You're so cute, you make me talk backwards.
Would you have a talking to with John Voight? Was he that bad?
He's really a douche.
Really
he
is. Really,
he's a very annoying man. Like I said, look, yo, I've had some really annoying people sitting across from me when you're talking.
Sure. Now, Tim. Okay.